بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 20th session for basic Arabic grammar, dealing with the grammatical rules from Medina Book 1. And we only have a few topics remaining, but today, inshallah, we want to complete what we started in previous sessions, and that is looking at the nouns when they are singular, dual, and plural, and how to derive the dual and plural forms from the singular, mufrad. Walaykum as-salam. Last week, I think we spent most of the time dealing with the muthanna, dual forms of the noun. And we're going to just review it quickly, just to refresh our memory. And then after that, we're going to look at what remains, and that is the sound, masculine and feminine plurals. JazakAllah khair. We should be on page 27. 27 and 28. Alright, so basically, just to kind of refresh, bring us, you know, back to where we left off at. Last week we said that the dual muthanna form is formulated from the singular form of the noun by adding alif and noon. Yani, as here, as we see the word Muslim, the mufrad form, a Muslim, two Muslims, yani, is muslimani, muslimani. So we see that what's added here is the alif and noon. At the end of the original word Muslim, we added alif noon. That alif noon is what is necessary in order to compose the muthanna form of the noun. Okay, we said that there are actually two ways that the muthanna may come. If it's marfoon, it has alif. The alif is the sign that is marfoon. And if it's mansoob or majroor, then it has ya. So, yani, either we have muslimani when it's marfoon, nominative case, or we have muslimaini, both for the accusative and genitive case, yani mansoob and majroor. So we have two forms, muslimani, muslimaini, or in this case, if it was mudarris, we say mudarrisani, mudarrisaini, or muhandisani, muhandisaini. Okay, so we have two forms. One form, we're adding alif and noon. That is, when it's marfoon, we're adding alif and noon. And the alif is the sign of raf. And the other form is we're adding ya and noon. Yani, when it is mansoob or majroor. Mudarrisani, mudarrisaini. Muslimani, muslimaini. Mu'minani, mu'minaini. That is what happens, yani, for the masculine form. For the feminine form, actually we're adding the same thing, but because the feminine noun has ta marbuta on the end of it, as we see here, muslimatun, muslimatan, muslimatin, this ta marbuta is always the last letter of a word. Therefore, if anything is added to the end of that word as a suffix, then the ta marbuta becomes ta maftuha, and at that point we add the alif and noon, or the ya and noon. So here we have muslimatun, the ta marbuta becomes ta maftuha, and then we add alif noon, muslimatani, or ya and noon, muslimataini. So muslimatani is marfoon with alif, and muslimataini is mansoob and or majroor, yani with ya being the sign of nasb or the sign of jar. So some of the examples that we looked at last week in reference to the dual for the feminine form, we saw that we have here again muslimatani, muslimataini, and we had mudarrisatani, yani from mudarrisa, yani with ta marbuta, mudarrisatani, mudarrisataini, and from muhandisa, muhandisatani, and muhandisataini. Alright, any question about the dual? Any question about the dual? Yani, the dual form is formulated by adding alif and noon, or ya and noon, both to the masculine and the feminine form, except that the feminine form has ta marbuta, which changes to ta maftuha, and then the alif and noon, or ya and noon, is added to it. Any question? Okay, this is what we talked about last week, primarily any dealing with the dual form. Walaykum salam. And what remains, what we want to talk about this week, is the plural form. And again, the plural in Arabic, there are two types of plurals. There's the sound plural, that's what we want to talk about today. Yani where the noun remains intact, just as it is with the dual form. We had Muslimun and we just add something to the end of it. So the same thing with the sound plural, we add something to the end of it, yani in order to compose the plural form. Sound plural, yani means that the noun remains intact, just adding something to the end. And the other type of plural is the broken plural. Broken plural means that the word does not remain intact. We might add something to the beginning of it, or something to the middle of it, or something to the beginning and the middle, or middle and the end, and so on. Yani, but the actual form of the word, the original structure, is broken up a little bit. That's why it's called a broken plural. Something is added within its original basic structure. So the broken plural we're not going to talk about today unless we have time in the end. But rather what we're going to concentrate on is the sound plural. Again, sound plural, yani there's masculine sound plural and there's feminine sound plural. Yani al-jam' or jam' al-mudhakkar al-salim or jam' mu'annath al-mu'annath al-salim. Yani mu'annath being feminine, mudhakkar being masculine. Yeah, you're right. I can't sit under that fan either. That's why I'm afraid to come over here under this one. I only have a couple of these, so if you got one, alhamdulillah. We're not going to deal with this today, but yani, there's a couple of copies. I just want to try to share. Yeah, you can keep that one. Oh, that's yours? Okay, here. No problem. No, keep it here. Unless you wrote on it already.
No, I
didn't. You're right on it? Okay, good. Alright. Alright, I didn't have enough to give out to everybody, so alhamdulillah we gave it to those who came first. You gotta do it some kind of way, right? This way I'm not giving preference to anybody. Whoever came first, and you know, it's like that. Tayyib, alright, so, to look at, that's the dual, okay, so let's get rid of this dual for now. Let's make some space here for the sound plural. Before we look at the examples of the sound plural, we just want to note that the masculine sound plural, yani what are we adding to the end of the word? For example, the word Muslim, as we add it to the dual Muslimani or Mu'minani, here we're adding, instead of Aleph Noon, we're adding Waw and Noon. Waw and Noon. And the Waw here is the sign of it being Marfu'un. When it is Mansub in the accusative case, we're adding Ya and Noon. And when it is Majroor in the genitive case, we're adding Ya and Noon. Alright, so you may note here that for the dual, we're adding Aleph Noon. For the masculine sound plural, we're adding Waw and Noon. When it is mansub or majroor, the dual and the sound masculine plural take ya and noon. Alright? Both of them take ya and noon. But the difference between the dual, notice that we have yani muslimaini, yani the ya is preceded by fatha, as opposed to the sound masculine plural, we have muslimina, the ya is preceded by kesra. Yani when the ya, noon, is added to a word, it could be dual or it could be sound masculine plural. Can be dual, yani mu'minaini, or could be sound masculine plural mu'minina. The difference, how you will notice, is that the vowel before the ya, if it is fatha, muslimaini, that's dual, and if it's kasra, muslimina, that's sound masculine plural. So please pay attention to this vowel because it makes the difference between being able to distinguish the dual form from the sound masculine plural form. So the sign of the i'rab in the sound masculine plural is waw and ya. When it is marfoon, it takes waw, muslimuna, mu'minuna, kafiruna. And when it is majroor mansub, it takes ya, muslimina, kafirina, munafiqina, like this. As far as the feminine, the sound feminine plural, it's a little bit different. The sound feminine plural does not have yani secondary signs of i'rab except when it is mansub, yani in the accusative case. Yani when it is marfoon, it takes dhamma. The sign that is marfoon is dhamma. That's primary sign of i'rab. And when it is majroor, it takes kasra, and that's the primary sign of i'rab. As opposed to the masculine sound plural, masculine sound plural, it has secondary signs when it's marfoon, wow, and when it's mansub and majroor, yeah. All of those are secondary signs. But the feminine sound plural, it has primary signs when it's marfoon, dhamma, and when it's majroor, kasra. Only when it is mansub, it has a secondary sign. That secondary sign is kasra. Yani when it's mansub, instead of it taking fatha, yani nouns normally when they mansub, the sign of nasb is fatha. But the feminine sound plural, when it's mansub, instead of taking fatha, it takes kasra. So the kasra here is a secondary sign of the i'rab. In that case, the feminine sound plural, when it's mansub and when it's majroor, in both cases it takes kasra. In both cases it takes kasra. In one case, when it's majroor, that's the primary sign of jar. But in the other case, it's a secondary sign because the normal sign of nasb is fatha. In this case, it's taking kasra. Any question? Okay, let's look at some examples. Again, keeping in mind, the masculine sound plural has secondary signs, wow and yeah. In all cases, it has secondary signs. The feminine sound plural has primary signs. For raf, dhamma, for jar, majroor, kasra. But only when it is mansub in the accusative case, instead of taking fatha, it takes kasra. That's its secondary sign. So, the first example that we have here, again, starting with the word Muslim, we have masculine sound plural, muslimuna. When it's marfoon, muslimina. When it's mansub, accusative case, and muslimina, when it's majroor, genitive case. The feminine sound plural, yani, when it is marfoon, it takes dhamma, so we have muslim, musli, yani, by the way, for the feminine sound plural, we said what we add to the end of it is alif and ta, yani. The original ta in the feminine form, the singular form, muslima, yani, this ta marbuta here, is replaced with ta maftuha that's preceded by alif. So muslima with ta marbuta, muslima becomes muslimat. But instead of ta marbuta, it's ta maftuha. Muslimat. As far as the i'rab, it is yani primary sign dhamma and kasra when it is yani marfu'un and majroor. And secondary sign when it's mansub, instead of fatha, it takes kasra. Right? So the feminine sound plural is composed of its original word here being muslim, and then adding alif, fatha alif ta maftuha, muslimat, mu'minat, munafiqat, and so on like this. Okay, let's look at the examples that they gave us in the book, starting on page 20. Any question? Question? Okay, let's go to page 27. Okay, on the top of the page again, and we have from the right column, we have singular, dual, plural. So we have three lines: mufrad, muthanna, and jam. Going across, we have mufrad, singular words, muthanna, dual words, and jam, plural words. And going across, we have six boxes: three boxes for the masculine, marfu'un, mansub, majroor, and three boxes for the feminine, mu'annath, yani three boxes. The nominative case, accusative case, and genitive case. So, the first example that they give us here, yani, for the mufrad is mu'minun. Mu'minun. Okay? Mu'minun. So, we have this word mu'minun, yani, the dual we already did last week, yani, mu'minan and mu'minain, and the sound masculine plural will be mu'minuna. Mu'minuna. Sound masculine plural will be mu'minuna, And this is when it is in the nominative case. مرفون مؤمي يعني مؤمن become مؤمنون. When it is in the accusative case, and instead of مؤمنون, instead of واو we have يا. مؤمنين يعني يا preceded by كسرة مؤمنين. So in the accusative case, يعني the word مؤمن becomes مؤمنين يعني يا preceded by كسرة as opposed to the dual has يا preceded by the dual here يا preceded by فتحة. Here we have يا preceded by كسرة مؤمنين. And in the case when it's مجرور we also have the same مؤمنين. And when it's mansub and when it's majrur, takes ya preceded by kasra, sound masculine plural. Yani, sound masculine plural, we said it has two secondary signs or three secondary signs. It has waw when it's marfu'un, as in mu'minuna, and then it has ya when it's mansub or majrur, as in mu'minina. As far as the sound feminine plural, we have مؤمنات مؤمنات when it's مرفون يعني مؤمنات يعني the basic word مؤمنة with تاء مربوطة, the تاء مربوطة has changed to مفتوحة preceded by ألف مؤمنات منصوب مؤمن ها مؤمناتن يعني منسوب. The normal sign of منسوب is what? فتحة. But here this is the secondary sign مؤمناتن, and when it's مجرور it takes its normal كسرة sign مؤمناتن كسرة. Okay, any question about this? Any question about يعني this example? Okay, we have three cases for the sound masculine plural مؤمنون مؤمنين مؤمنين. Sound feminine plural, مؤمناتٌ, مؤمناتٍ, and مؤمناتٍ. يعني the first مؤمناتٍ is the accusative case, منسوب, it's taking كسرة instead of فتحة, that's secondary sign. The second مؤمناتٍ is the normal sign for being a noun being مجرور, it's كسرة. Okay, the second example that they give us is مدرس. Alright, so مدرس, and we add in waw or ya for the masculine sound plural. Mudarris, what should it be? Mudarrisuna. Yani waw and noon. Mudarrisuna. For the mansub case, mudarrisina. Mudarrisina or yani majrur case, مدرسين also. Alright, so we have مرفوع masculine sound plural مدرسون, just as we had مؤمنون. We have مدرسين يا preceded by كسرة, as we had مؤمنين, and مدرسين when it's مجرور, as we had مؤمنين. مدرسون مدرسين مدرسين. As far as the sound feminine plural, يعني we have مدرسة became مدرسات مدرسات يعني مدرسات. منسوب مدرسات with كسرة instead of فتة. مدري ساتن كسرة instead of فتة as a secondary sign, and when it's مجرور مدري ساتن normal sign of جر مدري ساتن. Alright, so for the feminine sound plural we have مدري ساتن مرفوع with ضمة, مدري ساتن منصوب with كسرة instead of فتحة, المدرسات مجرور with كسرة. The next example they give us is for muhandis. Muhandis. So here for the sound plural, yani the masculine sound plural of his marfoon, we say what? Muhandisuna. Muhandisuna with waw being added and noon at the end. Muhandisuna. Yani when it's mansoob, we say muhandisina. Yani ya and noon being added at the end, but the ya being preceded by kasra. Muhandi. I'm sorry, I added something extra here. Yani muhandisina. And also when it's majrur, we have muhandisina. Alright, so for the sound, masculine plural with the word muhandis, we have muhandisuna and muhandisina when it's mansub and muhandisina when it is majrur. Muhandisuna, muhandisina. Muslimuna, muslimina. Mudarrisuna, mudarrisina. For the masculine, a feminine sound plural, yani muhandis became muhandisa with alif and ta added to the end, it became muhandisat. Muhandisatun with dhamma when it's marfoon. When it's mansub, it became muhandisatin, yani with kasra in place of fatha. Muhandisatin. And when it is majroor, yeah, it takes its normal sign, muhandi satin. Muhandi satin. Again, this example, muhandis, muhandisuna, muhandisina, muhandisina, feminine, muhandisatun, muhandisatin, mansoob. The sign that is mansub here is kasra instead of fatha, and muhandisatin when it's majrur, and the sign that is majrur is kasra, normal sign of jar. Any question about these words? Huh? Okay, so what we're doing here, we're adding waw and noon or ya and noon for the masculine sound plural. Waw and noon, muhandisuna, mudarrisuna, muslimuna. We're adding waw or ya. Yani muslimina when it's mansub or majrur, mu'minina, muhandisina, mudarrisina. For the feminine sound plural, we're adding alif and ta maftuha. Alif and ta maftuha. So we're saying, for example, muslimatun, mu'minatun, muhandisatun, mudarrisatun. That's when it's marfoon. When it's mansub or majrur, we're going to add alif and ta, and the sign of it being majrur is normal kasra, the sign of it being mansub is secondary sign, yani kasra instead of fatha. Alright, let's look at the remaining examples, let's go through them together. Somebody can take the next one, which is kafir, now Mustafa. Let's do the, of course we're going to go straight across, we're going to do the sound masculine plurals first. Three lines, yani marfoon, mansub, and majrur, and then sound feminine plurals, three lines, or three boxes, or three examples, marfoon, and then mansub, and then majrur. Keeping in mind that the sound feminine plural, when it's mansub, it has a secondary sign. It doesn't take fatha, it takes kasra. Naam, okay, kafir.
Kafirina.
And kafirina. Sound masculine plural. Feminine. Sound feminine plural.
Kafiratun.
Uh-huh. Kafiratin. And?
Kafiratin.
And kafiratin. Yani kafiratin. Yani if we see a sound feminine plural and it ends with kasratain, what we will say it's i'rab is? Kafiratin. What we will say is it's i'rab. We see this word kafiratin. Is it marfu'un or mansub or majrur. Kafiratin. Sound, feminine plural. Huh? We say it's majrur or mansub. Either majrur or mansub, one or the other. Because both of them have the same ending, right? When it's majrur and mansub, it ends with kasra. Except that when it's majrur, kasra is the normal sign of jar. But when it's mansub, this is a secondary sign. Okay, how will we know if it's mansub or majrur since they end the same way? How will we know? The context. Okay, what do you mean more specifically, the context? If it's the maf'ulun bi, then we'll say it is what? Mansub. And when will we say it's majrur? Huh? I didn't hear what you said. After the preposition, after a preposition, after harf jar, okay, or mudawfun ilayhi. Now, alright, so we'll look to see what is the amil, what is the thing that's acting upon it, that's affecting it. Yani in that sentence, is it the object of a preposition, in which case it would be majrur, or is it the object of a verb, in which case it would be mansub, or is it ism inna, or ism kana, or whatever. Okay, we'll look at what is acting upon it. What is its function in the sentence? What is its place grammatically in the sentence? Is it a subject, a predicate, a fa'il, maf'ulun bi, yani ism majrur, mudawfun ilayhi? We'll be looking at these things, okay? Wa alaykum salam. Okay. Listen carefully, brothers and sisters. What we just talked about just now, when we see a word, this is a general rule. Yani we see a word in a sentence and we want to know, yani, what is its i'rab? Okay, one of the things that help us to know the i'rab of a word is by looking at the ending, right? The sign of the i'rab. It could be the vowel on the end of the word, or it could be the letter before the last letter, the ya, or the waw, or the alif. If it is, yani, a jam, mudhakkar salam, or muthanna, like this, could be a waw, could be a ya, could be an alif, right? We're looking at that letter just before the last letter, or the last letter's vowel. Yani the primary sign is on the last letter of the word, the vowel. Secondary signs, yani, generally are before the last letter. Yani the aleph, the waw, or the ya. So if we want to look, we want to know the i'rab of a word in a sentence, we're going to look at the sign at the end of the word. We're going to look at the sign to see, is this a sign of it being marfoon, or mansub, or majrur, right? But the other thing that we have to look at to know the i'rab, yani not, we don't want to know just is it marfu'un or mansub or majrur, but we want to know what is its function in the sentence. Yani is it the fa'il doing the action of the verb, or is it the subject or predicate in a jumla ismiya? We want to know, yani, what is its function also. That's part of the i'rab, okay? So what are the possibilities that we can mention right now that we can look at and see the function of a word in a sentence? What are the possibilities? The first thing we could say, it might be a what? It could be a mubtada. Yani in a jumla ismiya, it could be a mubtada. The subject of the sentence. Like, yani, al-waladu kabirun. Al-waladu is the mubtada. So we could say, okay, it's the mubtada. That means it has to be what? Marfu'un. What else we can look for? It might be a mubtada, or it might be a khabar. In a jumla ismiya, we're looking for these two things, mubtada and khabar. Both of them are marfu'un. What else could possibly a word be in a sentence? Mubtada, khabar, what else? It could be a not, okay, in which case if it's a not, what would be its i'rab? Will it be marfu'un or mansub or majrur?
Not would be one.
It would be marfu'un? A not would be marfu'un? A not is a tabi'. It depends on the man'ut. Depends on the man'ut. Be careful. Sometimes I ask a question just to see if you... Sometimes I ask a question just to see if you guys are awake or not. I know it's like Ramadan, still early in the day. In a way, we had a long night in the PM and like this. So, okay, no problem. Let's wake up, alright? Alright, so what else? It could be a not. What else could it be? It could be a mubtada, a khabar. It could be a not. It could be a fa'il. In a jumla fi'liya, in a verbal sentence, the verb has to have a subject that does the action, the do of the action. It could be a fa'il. And the fa'il is always marfu'un, nominative. What else could it be? We said mubtada, khabar, fa'il, not. It could be a maf'ulun bi, the object of a verb, in which case it would be mansub, accusative case. Also, It could be an object of a verb, or it could be an object of a preposition. Object of a preposition, in which case it's majrur, and it also could be what? Mustafa said? Mudawfan ilayhi. It could be mudawfan ilayhi. Mudawfan ilayhi, in which case it would be majrur. These are some of the things that we're looking for. In a jumla ismiya, we're looking for the mubtada and khabar. And we might also have in a jumla ismiya the object of a preposition. And then in a jumla fi'liya, we're looking for the fa'il mainly, and perhaps the maf'ulun bi. And the fa'il will be marfu, and the maf'ulun bi will be mansub. And then the other little things that we could look for, like a not and things like this, could be the noun that comes after an adverb. Could be the noun that comes after an adverb, which is always what? Mudawfun ilayhi majroor. Alright, so these are some of the things that we're looking for. This is just a reminder. And we just stopped here to get a reminder of the things that we can look for in a sentence to know the i'rab. We're going to look at it from two angles. The first angle, we're going to look at, what is this function in the sentence? Is it the mubtada or the khabar? Or the object of the preposition or the object of the verb? Or mudawfun ilayhi? Or not? And so on. Okay, that's the first thing we're going to look for. And then we're going to look at its ending, at the end of the word, which would tell us, is it mansub or majroor or or marfoon, like this. Now, okay, let's go. We did kafir, right? Okay, let's do fasiq. Let's do fasiq. Abdul Karim, now. Fasiq. First the masculine sound plurals. Fasiquna with wow. Fasiqina with ya. And fasiqina with ya when it is majroor. Okay, feminine sound plurals. Fasiqa with qaf. Fasiqatun when it's marfu'un. Fasiqatin when it's mansub. And fasiqatin also when it's majroor. Naam. What is the meaning of fasiq? One who kharaja an ta'atillah. The one who goes outside of obedience to Allah. Al-fisq is khuruj an ta'atillah, going outside of obedience to Allah. Disobedient, rebellious, sinful, like this. Now, yeah, this fan is very loud. I already can't hear anyway. So you have to speak up. Now, what'd you say?
Transgressor?
Fasiq? Maybe. Yeah. Any person who does anything in disobedience to Allah is a fasiq. And who goes out of disobedience to Allah. Now, okay, so fasiq. Okay, after this, the next word on the next page is what? Sadiq. Naam, Adam. Sadiquna with wow, marfu'an. Sadiqina with ya when it's mansub. And sadiqina again with ya when it is majroor. And the feminine sound plurals? Sadiqatun. Adding alif and ta maftuha. Sadiqatun marfu'an with dhamma. Sadiqatin, when it's mansub, with kasra instead of fatha, and sadiqatin again when it's majroor, the sign of being majroor is kasra. Now, what is the meaning of sadiq?
Truthful,
one who is truthful. The obvious meaning, one who is truthful in speech, but it should be truthful in action also. One who is truthful in speech and action. Naam, after Sadiq we have what? The opposite. Kathib. Kathibun. Okay? Masculine sound plurals. Now who wants this one? Faiz. Masculine sound plurals first. Kathibuna with wow when it's marfu'un. Kathibina with ya when it's mansub. And kathibina with ya again when it is majroor. The sign of it being mansub and majroor is both ya preceded by kasra as opposed to ya preceded by fatha for the muthanna. Now, feminine sound plurals. Kathibatun with dhamma when it's marfoon. Kathibatin with kasra when it's mansub as the secondary sign, kasra instead of fatha. And marfu majroor. Kathibatin when it is majrur, taking kasra, which is the normal primary sign of jar. After kadhib, we have mushrik. Mushrikun. What is the meaning of mushrik? Anyone who commits shirk. Shirk. Any who associates or declares, claims something to be an equal or a partner or sharing in those exclusive rights that belong to Allah alone. Mushrik. From ashraka yushriku is the mushrik. Mushrik. One who commits shirk. Naam. Can shirk be forgiven if a person commits shirk? Huh? With tawbah it can be forgiven. Huh? Tawbah, person can repent from anything, whatever, right? But if they die on shirk, then it will not be forgiven. No. They die on it without repenting, it will not be forgiven. Okay, shirk. Somebody take this word, shirk. Naam. Who didn't do one yet? Please, somebody. Huh? Who? On this side they didn't do. Taib, Hanif. Nah, Hanif, Taib. Hanif saved us. Naam. Mushrikuna. When it is mansub, it should take ya, right?
Yes.
Okay, mushrikuna, marfoon, mansub,
mushrikina.
Mushrikina and majroor. Mushrikina. Mushrikina, mushrikina. Yani when it's mansub and majroor is the same. And it's ya preceded by kasra. Mushrikina. Mushrikina. Naam. Feminine sound plural. Feminine sound plural is formulated by adding alif and ta. Okay, so mushrika becomes mushrikat. Mushrikatun, mushrikatin, like this. Okay, so when the feminine sound plural is marfoon, we say mushri. Mushrikatun marfu'un. Mansub. Mushrikatin and majroor. Mushrikatin. Okay? Masculine sound plural. Mushrikuna and mushrikina. Feminine sound plural. Mushrikatun and mushrikatin. Because majroor and mansub cases are the same, right? Okay, after mushrik, najihun, najihun, one who has passed, yani as in passing an examination, najihun, he passed, he got by, yani he escaped, he's najih, naam. Okay, somebody take this one, who wants it? Naam, Daud. Naji, right? ناجحون مرفوع ناجحين منصوب مجرور ناجحين okay feminine sound plural ناجي what's the last letter of this word ناجحون ح حاتون ناجي حاتون نعم ناجي حاتون منصوب ناجحاتن and مجرور ناجحاتن okay the word is ناجحن so it became ناجحون or ناجحين the sound plural ناجح يعني sound the feminine form of the word should be ناجحاتن ناجحاتن with تاء مربوطة But the plural, the term abuta is removed and it's preceded by aleph. So it became najihatun and najihatin. Okay, the next word is rasib. The opposite of najihun, rasibun. One who fails. One who fails. Rasibun. Naam, Muhammad Javid. Rasibuna marfu'un. راسبين منصوب راسبين مجرورا feminine sound plural راسبات مرفوع راسبات منصوب راسبات مجرور احسنت ما شاء الله Jayid. Okay. So, this is what we had left, yani remaining from the previous topic. This is what we had remaining from last week. So with this, we complete this topic, and then we want to look at the broken plurals. Okay, but before we go on to the next topic, I encourage everyone, urge you to please review. These exercises are really designed to make the pattern of the dual and the plural sound, masculine and feminine plural, the pattern stick in your mind, so that when you hear a word, you automatically can associate it with being a dual or plural. So whenever you hear any or any, you know that's dual. Muslimani, Muslimaini, you know that's dual. Kafirani, Kafiraini. When you have any or any, okay? Whenever you hear una or ina, you know that's masculine sound plural. Yani Muslimuna, Muslimina. Huh? Mu'minuna, Mu'minina. And for the feminine sound plural, you're going to hear at. Yani Muslimat, Mu'minat, Kafirat, with dhammatain or kasratain as the indication of its i'rab, being marfu'un or mansub or majrur. But these sounds on the end of the word have to click in your mind. So when you hear that sound, yani mu'minatun, you automatically know it's feminine sound plural. Yani feminine sound plural, at. And if you hear ani or any, you know that's dual. If you hear una or ina, you know that's masculine sound plural. So the point is that if you read the chart, for example, of what we have written here, just going down the line or going across, for example, if you're looking at going down, if you go down, for example, you read the nominative forms of the dual and the nominative forms of the masculine sound plural. If you just read down the line and hear the sound of the words, how they end, until it starts clicking in your mind, and you know that ani or any is dual, and una or ina is sound masculine plural. You have to practice, drill yourself. This is called tadrib, right? When a person goes to the gym or to the park and does exercise, these are called tadribat also, training, drilling. And it means the repetition of something. By repetition, you memorize and it sticks in your head, and your brain becomes accustomed to a certain sound in a certain place. If you say it wrong, even the tongue will become trained. If you say it wrong, the tongue will feel something there, that's something wrong here. So this does require some drilling, some training. Okay, we still have some time, good amount of time, so we're going to look at the broken plural. And what we said early on today in the beginning, when we were just summarizing what we had covered last week and what we're going to do today, we said that today we wanted to do the masculine and feminine sound plural. And we said that, when we mentioned that, we said that the plurals in Arabic are of two types. Yes, brother? I don't have any with me. No. But if you remind us, maybe next time, I might have an extra copy at home, but somebody's going to have to remind me though. You gotta remind me, inshallah. Yeah, we could send you a PDF file for that so that you can use it in the meanwhile. But again, also that's going to require a reminder. Anyway, if you send me an email, or ask Ahmed to do so, or get the email address from him. The email address that we use for the class is... Anybody know what it is? I think it's mav93044@gmail.com. So if you send us a reminder here, we can send you a copy of the PDF file, and also hopefully try to bring you a copy. If I have an extra one printed out, bring it in the next class. But yeah. Okay, so what we said is that the plural in Arabic is of two types. There's the sound plural, which we just got finished covering, sound masculine and feminine plural. And then there's the broken plural. And the broken plural means that the word does not remain intact, but there are some changes to it. In the middle of the word, or in the beginning and middle of the word, or in the middle and the end of the word. There are some changes. Meaning, the vowel arrangement may be changed, or letters may be added, like aleph, waw, or ya, may be added. Okay, so there's some breakup of the original structure of the word, and that's why it's called broken. Al-jam, at-taksir, the broken plurals. Okay, on page 29 and 30 and 31 and 32. And if there's one pattern on page 32. So the patterns here that they have given us are on four pages, 29, 30, 31, and 32. Some of these patterns we didn't have in Medina Book 1. But in any case, we'll just look at all of them as a reminder of what we had. But before that, I want to kind of review with us how we understand the pattern, how it works. Okay, when we say a pattern, we mean there's a formula that a word is following, and that formula is based on the letter fa and the letter ayn and the letter lam. That is the pattern of fa'ala. Fa'ala. This is the basis for patterns in Arabic, okay? So what happens is, fa'ala, yani the fa means the first radical of the word. The first root letter of the word. Fa. Ayn means the second radical of the word, and lam means the third radical, the third root letter. So, if we look at a word, for example, they gave us talib and tulab. If we look at a word, like the word talib, for example, in order for us to understand the use of a pattern, we have to find the root of the word first. Okay, so most words are triliteral root. So we're looking for the root of the word. Normally, if there are any long vowels in a word, you can get rid of the long vowels. Most of the time, if you get rid of the long vowels, what remains will be the root. So if we get rid of the long vowels, we have what root? Ta, lam, and ba. So the ta is the first radical, the lam is the second radical, and the ba is the third radical. So the ta is called the fa, first radical. The lam is called the ayn, the second radical. And the ba is called the lam. Okay, we mean by lam, we mean the third radical. So when I say the fa, I mean the first radical. Ayn means the second radical, and lam means the third radical. First, second, third. Alright, fa, a, la, fa'ala. So patterns are based on this. Except that sometimes something is added into it, okay, extra letters are added into it to complete the pattern. So the basic pattern is fa'ala, but for example, for the word talib, the pattern here would be fa'il. The pattern here would be fa'il. So what would happen, instead of yani the basic pattern being kept intact, there's something added here. Yani to fa'ala, yani there's an aleph added here, and then the vowel became kesra. So the pattern for this word is fa'i. And if it's a noun, it takes tanween, right? So it became fa'ilun. We're just going to look at yani how the pattern works today, and we might look at a couple of examples, and then next week, inshallah, we'll try to look at the patterns in detail. Wa alaykum salam. Yeah. Fa, the fa of the kalima means the first radical of the word. The ayn, ayn al-kalima, means the second radical of the word. And the lam al-kalima means the third radical of the word. Okay? So, yani the singular form of this word, talibun, is on the pattern of fa'ilun. And fa'ilun means the one who does an action. Yani, in this case, the root verb is talaba. Talaba means to seek. Talaba. So the talib is the one who seeks. Talib al-ilm, the one who seeks knowledge. Talib al-mal, the one who seeks wealth. And so on, like this. Talib al-dunya, the one who seeks the worldly life. So this is the singular form of the singular word talib. Its pattern is fa'ilun. The plural for this word is on the pattern of what? Fu'alun. Alright? So, yani the original pattern we say what is fa'ala. Fa'ala. But now, what happened here is that this is a pattern for this particular word. This is one of the broken plural patterns. Fu'al. So, from the original pattern, what happened is that the fatha here changed to dhamma. The fatha here on the first letter changed to dhamma. That's one change in the pattern, right? The second change in the pattern is that the ayn of the kalima, the ayn, is doubled by shadda, became two. Whatever the middle letter is doubled. And the third change is that the fatha on the ayn of the kalima is elongated by Aleph. Elongated by Aleph. So it became Fu'alun. Fu'alun. Taking tanween because it is a noun, right? So what happened here from the basic form of Fa'ala, basic form of Fa'ala, the first vowel is changed to Dhamma, the second radical is doubled by Shadda, and its vowel is elongated, Fatha Aleph. Alright? So there's Dhamma, there's Shadda, then there's Fatha Aleph. Dhamma, Shadda, and Fatha. That's the pattern. Fu'al. The pattern? This is the pattern. Fu'al. Dhamma, Shadda, Fatha Aleph. Fu'alun. Okay, that's how we came up with the plural for talib. The plural for talib is what? Tulab. Tulabun. From talib, ta, lam, and ba. Alright, the original root is ta, lam, and ba. But on this pattern, fu'al, yani the first letter ta took dhamma, the second letter lam took shadda, and then the fatha is elongated by aleph. So it became tullabun. Tullabun, okay? So what we want to do is, when we look at the broken plurals, we want to look at the different patterns for broken plurals. Okay, in book 1 we took 8 patterns. Or at least in chapter 13 we took 8 patterns. And then after that there were 2 more patterns. Yani mafa'il and mafa'il. And there are more patterns, we said. Yani more than that, but those are the ones that we took. So, we want to concentrate on those patterns, those 8 patterns, or 10. And we want to look at the others that they mention here also. But the first thing we want to understand, what do we mean by pattern and how do we use the pattern? Yani if anybody knows anything about sewing in the old days, right? The women, they used to make clothes, they used to use a pattern. They go in the store, they buy this pattern in a little package and it has some paper inside of it, right? And they take the material, they lay it out on the floor, put the pattern on it, and then they cut it out according to the pattern. They just follow the pattern. That's the same thing we're going to do here. We're going to follow the pattern. Exactly what the pattern says, turn here, cut here, go down, across, whatever, that's what we're going to do. Yeah, and if it says the first letter takes Dhamma, then we're going to change Fa'ala, we're going to change the Fa'ala to a Dhamma, the Fatha to a Dhamma. The second letter, it said it takes Shadda, so we're going to double the second letter. And then its vowel is elongated, Fatha Aleph, that's what we're going to do. Dhamma, Shadda, Fatha Aleph. That's what we're going to do. Dhamma, Shadda, Fatha Aleph. That's the pattern, Fu'al. Some patterns are more complicated than others. Some are simple. One pattern, Fu'ul, just Dhamma, Dhamma. First radical takes Dhamma, second letter takes Dhamma. Another pattern similar to that, Fu'ul. First letter takes Dhamma, second one takes Dhamma, elongated by Wa'al. Okay, so some of the patterns are more simple than others. But in any case, the point is, whatever the pattern is, we have to follow it. In terms of vowels, and in terms of letters that are added. Maybe a pattern may have, for example, a letter added to the beginning of it. Af'al. So af'al pattern, for example, this pattern requires that we add a hamza with fatha to the beginning. And the first letter, the fa, which is the first radical root, takes sukoon. And the second letter, the ayn, takes fatha, being elongated. by alif. Yani af'alun. So this is a pattern. Af'alun. Yani in this pattern, the fa, ayn, and lam have things added to it. They have a hamza with fatha added to the beginning. The first letter takes sukoon. The second letter takes fatha alif. Af'al. So we have hamza with fatha, sukoon, fatha alif. Hamza with fatha, sukoon on the first letter, and then fatha alif, elongation. Af'al. Like awlad, like abna, like azwaj, and so on. Words like this, okay? We're adding a hamza with fatha to the beginning, and the first letter of the root takes sukoon. The second letter root takes fatha alif. So there are different kinds of patterns. Whatever the pattern tells us to do, add something to the beginning, add something to the end, elongate a vowel, double a letter, whatever it tells us to do. That's what we have to do. Exactly the way the pattern is. We have to follow the pattern. Is it clear? What do we mean by the pattern? The pattern in Arabic is the wazn. The wazn. The scale or the pattern. It's called wazn. And awzan is its plural. Now. Naam, if you're looking at a word, you should be able to... Of course, there are all kinds of patterns, right? We're talking about, in this subject, broken plural patterns. But there are other kinds of patterns, right? There's other kinds of patterns. There's a pattern for the one who does the action. There's a pattern for the one that the action is done to. There are patterns for verbs. There's all different kinds of patterns, right? So, gradually, little by little, we begin to learn these patterns. And when you learn them, you actually see a word that you never saw before, but you recognize the pattern. And you say, oh, that's a broken plural. Or that's a mudari verb, or that's a madi verb, or that's a fi'l amra, or that's a yani, whatever it might be. Okay, you begin to start recognizing the patterns, and sometimes you can formulate a word. And you don't know what's the plural. But you know that how you formulate a plural, for example, a sound plural, masculine sound plural, by adding waw and noon. So you know the word Muslim, but you don't know what's the plural for it. So you can just say, I know the pattern for a sound masculine plural, you just add waw and noon. So you just say, Muslim, Muslimuna. Huh? The dual, yani Muslim, Muslimani. That's how you formulate it. So when you learn these patterns, you begin to recognize words that you see or hear that you didn't know before, just from the pattern. Or you yourself want to use a word, you don't know how it's supposed to be, but you know the pattern for formulating, yani the one who does an action, or the one that the action is done to, or the yani broken plural pattern, or whatever it might be. Yes? In the dictionary, they'll give it to you. They'll give it to you. They'll give you the, you know, the plurals and the duals and stuff like that. They'll give you those words. Yeah. Huh?
Some singular form has also the character like Zalim.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, this is a singular form, fa'il. This is the pattern for the doer of an action of a verb. Yani this is the pattern, fa'ilun, like katibun, from kataba, the one who writes. Okay? Sharibun, from shariba, the one who drinks. Sharib is a drinker. This is a singular for fa'il. And there's other types of patterns for fa'il and maf'ul also, for the mazid verbs. But now this is just the basic pattern for fa'il that we're looking at here. In any case, the point here, we only have a few minutes, so I want to just try to go on a little bit. I need to look at a couple of examples of this particular pattern so that next week we understand fully what we mean by a pattern. Okay, what we mean by a wazn. Okay, so the pattern that we're looking at here is the pattern fu'al. Okay, the pattern fu'al. This is our basic pattern, fa'ala. But the pattern that we want to look at just for a couple of minutes is fu'al. Yani dhamma in the first radical, shadda. Shadda on the second radical, fatha alif elongation. Three things: dhamma, shadda, fatha alif. Okay, that's the pattern that we want to look at. All right. What's the second example they gave us? Tajir. Okay, let's take the word. The first thing that we want to do is we want to find out what's the root. So what is the root of this word? And we said that the easiest way to find the root of a word is to eliminate long vowels. If there are any long vowels, get rid of them. If you see aleph, waw, ya, usually if you get rid of them, you come to the root. Sometimes you have to get rid of other letters, like maybe a meme in the beginning of a word is usually an added letter, the meme. like in Muazzin, Mujahid, Muslim. Usually the meme indicates the one who does an action, like Muazzin, or the place or time, like Maghrib. Yani Maghrib means the time of the setting of the sun or the place where the sun sets in the west, right? So this meme is usually an added letter. So these are some of the things that you can look for quickly. If you see a long vowel or you see a meme in the beginning, usually you can just get rid of that. Okay, and then you'll see the root. So what is the root of this word Tajir? The root of it is Ta, Jim, and Ra. That's the root. Okay, so the pattern that we're talking about here is Fu'al. So if we have this Ta, right, and we have Jim, and we have Ra. Okay, the pattern that we want to follow is the first letter takes Dhamma. The second letter does what? Takes Shadda. And then it's elongated, the vowel Fatta Aleph. So it became what? Tujjarun. Tujjarun. Okay? What's the next word they gave us? Hajjun. Okay? Let's skip Hajj because it's a little bit complication. I don't want to confuse us at this moment. Give me another word. Huh? Rakibun? Rakibun. Okay, let's see. Rakibun. Rakibun. Okay, Rakibun. We're going to come back to Hajj, Hujjaj, but right now it's a little tricky, so I don't want to confuse us. We only have a few minutes. Okay, Rakibun. Okay, what's the root of the word Rakibun? What are its root letters? Yani Ra, Kaf, and Ba. Okay, because we see that there's only four letters here, and one of them is a long vowel, so we just get rid of the long vowel. It's easy, right? So the pattern that we're talking about is Dhamma, Shadda, Fatta, Aleph. So the first letter Ra, we're going to place Dhamma on it. The second letter Kaf, we're going to give it Shadda, and its vowel is going to be elongated, yani Fatta Aleph. So it became Rukkabun. Rukkabun. Yani so the plural, broken plural for Rakib is Rukkabun. Did they give us another one? Kafirun. Okay. Kafirun has sound plural and broken plural, both. But we look at the broken plural right here, right? The word that we have here is kafirun, right? Kafirun. Okay, what is the root of kafirun? It's easy, right? Kafara. Kaf, fa, and ra. Okay, so the pattern tells us to do what? And the first letter takes what? Dhamma. The second letter? Shadda. And then elongation of the fatta. So it became what? Kuffar. Kuffar. Alright, kafir, kuffar, rakib, rukkab. Like this, alright? I hope the pattern, is it clear what we mean by pattern and how we use the pattern? Pattern means the vowels and long vowels, long letters. Yani aleph, waw, or ya. If we see any change in the structure of the word, there could be something added to the beginning and the middle, or the middle and the end, or just the middle. Or maybe just vowels that are changed. Yani nothing else except the changing of vowels. So this is what we got to look at, and we got to look at the pattern and see what the pattern requires of us. What is it telling us to do in terms of voweling, and what is it telling us to do? Okay, let's look at Hajj, since we still have a few minutes. Okay, let's look at Hajj. What is the meaning of Hajj? Huh? Pilgrim. Yeah, it's written with Shadda on the Jim, right? It's written with Shadda on the Jim. That means that there are two radicals that are the same. Two radicals that are the same. There's two jims, okay? So the root of this word would be what? The root would be ha, jim, and jim. Yani ha and jim. The extra letter, the fifth letter, the five letters here. Ha, aleph, jim, and jim. Right? I mean one, two, three, four. And we need three, right, for the root. So we get rid of the long vowel. We have ha, and we have jim, and we have jim. According to this pattern, it requires us to do what? The first letter should take what vowel? Dhamma. Dhamma. The second letter should take shadda, fatta, and aleph. So we take shadda, fatta, and aleph. So this word became what? Hujjaj. Became hujjaj. Huh? Hujjaj. So that's one pattern. Let's just look at one more pattern, yani an easier pattern. Let's look at an easy one, just so we could yani understand clearly what's happening here. Let me see. Let's take
Fu'ul.
This is just not any pattern, but yani we just want to take something so we can look at it. Okay, the pattern that we want to look at here is
Fu'ul.
Dhamma elongation. Okay, Fu'ul. So this is the first radical. The first root letter is the fa. The second root letter is the ayn. And the third root letter is the lam, right? So the fa, ayn, and lam, that's what we're looking at. In this particular pattern, it's telling us that the fa takes dhamma, the first letter. The second letter, the ayn, also takes dhamma, that's elongated by waw. That's all we have to do. Dhamma, dhamma, waw. Dhamma, dhamma, waw. Okay, so they gave us the example of what? The first word they gave us is sheikh. Sheikhun. What is a sheikh? Huh? A sheikh. Yani a sheikh is an old man. Like me. An old man, right? Or a sheikh could be the ruler in certain countries, right? Yani like in the Emirates, right? The rulers are called shuyukh. Yani sheikh so and so. That means he's from the ruling family. Or a sheikh could be a learned person in the deen. Yani there's different meanings for sheikh, right? In any case, this is the word sheikh. What is the root of this word? Sheen, ya, and kha. Alright? So this pattern tells us that the first letter takes dhamma, and the second letter also takes dhamma. Second letter also takes dhamma, but the dhamma of the second one is elongated by waw. So the root here would be, yani this ya, right? The root here, yani sheen, ya, and kha. Dhamma, dhamma, waw. That's what you have to do. Dhamma, dhamma, waw. So it became shuyukh. Shuyukh. Okay, give me the second word that they gave us. After sheikh. Huh? Daif. What does this mean? A guest, right? What are its root letters? Dad, ya, and fa, right? So what are we going to do to these letters? Yani the dad is going to take dhamma. And the ya is going to take what? Dhamma and elongated by waw. And then the last letter. Okay, so it became daif duyuf. What's the next word they gave us? Haqlun. What is the haqlun? Field, huh? Haqlun. Okay, the root letter is ha, kaf, and lam, right? So we're going to do the first letter, it's going to take dhamma, and the second letter is going to take dhamma and waw, and the third letter, yani whatever it is, right? So it became, haqlun became huqulun. Now if we just look here at this particular pattern, they gave us a long list of words according to this broken plural pattern, right? So after haqlun, they have qalbun. Yani qaf lam ba qalbun, right, with qaf as opposed to kalbun with kaf, right? Make sure you distinguish between kalbun and qalbun. And if you tell somebody they are your qalb, that means you love them. If you tell them they are your kalb, that's something else, right? That's like somebody saying to you, ya kalb. And this is a famous saying amongst the Arabs, right, in certain countries. They say ya kalb. Okay, so be careful. Qalb and kalb, it's different, right? So the word qalb, yani, according to this pattern, dhamma dhamma waw became qulubun. Qalbun qulubun. After that, we have najmun. Najmun. Noon, jim, meem. Najmun became nujumun. Baytun, ba, ya, ta. Baytun became buyutun. Darsun, darsun. Dal, ra, sin. Became durusun. Qirshun, yani qirsh is a small monetary unit. Qirshun became qurushun. Jaybun became juyubun. Harfun became hurufun. Malikun became mulukun. Sayfun, suyufun. Ilmun, ulumun. Qasrun, qusurun. So you can see the pattern. Yani if you look at these words, you see they all have the same pattern. Shuyukhun, duyufun, huqulun, qulubun, nujumun, buyutun, durusun, and so on like this. This is what is important. When you learn a pattern, learn a couple of examples, two or three examples for each pattern. So you can remember that pattern from words that you know. Like you know the word dars, right? I hope we know the word dars. And the plural of dars is durus. Okay, so, yani, are they having any durus? Are they having any durus in that masjid? Means what? Are they having any lessons there? Any lectures? Any talks? Yani studies? Durus. Yani dars. We know dars. Durus. Yani harf is plural is huruf. Harf is what? A letter. Huruf al-jar means what? The letters of jar mean prepositions. Okay, suyuf. Yani the sword. Suyuf, swords, and so on. Al-jannah tahta. Suyuf, meaning what? And that a person may enter Jannah by fighting in the way of Allah, and so on, like this. So, this is the important thing here, is to recognize the pattern, try to have at least a couple of examples for each pattern, and try to memorize the pattern with the examples. Okay, next week in the class, inshallah, we're going to look at each one of these patterns one by one, and we're going to look at the examples they gave here, and maybe, if you have other examples, yani between now and next week, if you have other examples for any of these patterns, write them in. So that we can review some other patterns that they may not have. I mean, some other examples for any one of these patterns. Especially the patterns that we studied. Okay, inshallah, if somebody sends me a reminder, I'll send you some notes that we made on the broken plurals. So perhaps some of the examples that we have in our notes is different than the examples here. So you can add some of those examples to your paper. And inshallah, next week as we go through each pattern one by one, inshallah, we look at the examples they gave and any other examples that we can come up with. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, any question before we close? Any question? Now. Anwar. Anwar? Allahu a'lam. But it seems as though, yes. Now. It appears like that. Now. Okay, the important thing is that when you come back to class next week, I want you to understand what is the pattern and how does it work. I want you to be familiar with that. And from what we talked about today, I want you to look at these patterns that we have here. Look at the examples and see how each one of these words follows a pattern. Okay, try if possible to review some of the patterns that we had before so that you remember them. So that at least the patterns that we had, the eight that we had in lesson 13, at least those patterns, hopefully you come back to class knowing them, all of them or most of them. And a couple of examples for each one. So as we go through this review, inshallah, it'll be a little bit easier if we have something to start with. I'm going to stop here if there's no other questions. I'm going to stop here, inshallah. After salat, we're going to do the second class, the fiqh class for Mustawa Thani. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.